Hello and welcome to the Shine with Sophie podcast. I am your host, mindset and life purpose coach, EFT tapping, NLP and time techniques practitioner, business and Spanish graduate, and most of all, the founder of the Shine with Sophie community, movement and soul mission. I am here to expand your mind, elevate your vibration, guide you to unlocking your true power and authenticity, connect you with your soul, and bring you the teachings, tools, and support to help you create a life and business in true alignment with who you are. Thank you for being here. I invite you to open your heart and mind while listening, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello, my people, and welcome to this solo episode. I have completely set the scene for this podcast episode. I'm sitting in my little secret corner with some plants and some fairy lights and some candles. It's a Friday evening. I've just spent the afternoon with my best friend. We went for some lunch and then we went to a cafe and we had some coffee and read our books, and I'm just feeling very fulfilled and nourished and inspired for this episode. I then came back and done a manifestation meditation, so the energy is feeling good, the energy is flowing through my body. So I thought, what feels good right now to give and to do? And my heart, my soul said, record a podcast for your people. So here we are, and today I really wanted to chat about this concept and this idea of becoming your highest self and why I don't like it and why I don't really use it, and why I use this idea, this kind of concept of unlocking your truest alignment. And this is inspired by the workshop that I'm hosting. If you are listening to this in real time, I'm hosting a free 2-hour workshop, Unlock Your True Alignment, on Sunday the 26th of March. This conversation I'm going to unpack with you today is inspired by this workshop. And if you haven't already signed up, I will leave the link in the show notes for you to come join. If you want to understand a bit more about this idea of unlocking your truest alignment versus becoming your highest self, then continue listening to this episode. So let's just dive in, because I have set this new plan for the podcast that I'm going to have solo episodes that are short, valuable bursts from 15 to kind of 30 minute episodes. And then we're going to have a rapid fire question episodes at the start of each month, which are like a bit of fun, a bit of excitement and a bit of value in there as well. And then we have our embodiment practices as well. I'm going to be putting in a few embodiment practices for you to implement instead of just constantly listening to the teachings that I'm giving you all. And then we'll also have a range of different guest episodes too. So this is obviously a solo short burst episode. So let's get into this idea of why I personally don't like the concept of becoming your highest self, and why I choose to use this concept of this way of being and this idea of unlocking or evolving into your truest self. So I first want you to like take a deep breath and just ask yourself, like, how does this idea of becoming your highest self feel in your body? And how does unlocking or evolving into your truest self feel in your body? Like, the difference. And maybe you resonate with the idea of becoming your highest self, and that's absolutely okay, but you've also clicked on this episode for a reason. Maybe you're just a bit nosy to see what I have to say about this. But just like taking a moment to drop into your body and see how it feels of like the idea of becoming the highest version of you, and then the kind of the feeling of unlocking your truest self. Okay, so for me, and this is just my personal opinion, you can let me know if it resonates with you, or if you want to like kind of give an extension of my personal opinion, Please feel free to do so. I always love to connect with yous and hear what you have to say as well. But for me, this idea of first, I want to break it up, right? So using the word becoming has never really resonated with me, and I don't really, it doesn't feel good in my body, like the word becoming, because to me it feels like I have to like become something else or change something about myself to succeed in life or to be happy or to find the fulfillment that I'm seeking, right? So that's just never felt good, this idea of becoming my highest self or becoming the best version of myself. And I'm going to get into what obviously I use instead and why it feels a lot more aligned and expansive and exciting and true to me. But then this other half of like the highest self. So becoming just doesn't feel good because it just feels like you have to change something about yourself, be something different, and like seek something outside of yourself to reach like that version of yourself. Does that make sense? And this idea of like your highest self, for me, it really just like you put this version of you. And it just doesn't feel like me. It feels like something else, and you're putting it on a pedestal. And it just makes me like personally makes me feel small, and as if that version of you is so far away and out of reach that you need to look outside of you to like reach that version of you. Does that make sense? Let me know if this resonates with anybody. Well, I personally made that decision to listen to how that like idea and that concept within the personal development world and within the self-growth world and the spirituality world made me feel, and really shift into this idea and this way of moving, of unlocking your truest self. And the main reason I use this, and it feels extremely aligned to me, and why it's a massive part of my message and the way I support people within the work that I do, is because who I am being right now, who I am being and who I am expressing myself as, and the confidence I feel within me and the alignment I have within my life, it's who I truly am. It's who I've always been, and I just have that strong knowing within me that this version of me that I am today has always been inside of me. It's always been within me, and I have just continued to unlock a deeper level of that truth within me. So if we look at this word unlock or this word evolve, you can use evolve or unlock, it just makes personally, on a personal level, makes me feel like this version of me is within me, like I said. Like I don't feel the need to look outside of me or look above me to find or step into that version of me that is capable, that is confident, that is worthy, that is enough, you know? Because that version of me is within me, and it's just a matter of diving deeper into yourself, peeling back those layers and unlocking what has already been within you, who your soul is, what your soul is, like the pureness of who you truly are, and not about becoming something, because I feel like that's when you start molding yourself into something you're not, because you feel the need to become someone. So I look at it as an okay, let's come into yourself. Like, who are you on a core soul level? And how can we unlock deeper levels of that? How can we move from that version of you? How can we express that version of you? How can we connect deeper to that version of you? Instead of feeling the need to become this higher version of yourself that for me just feels like not me. It doesn't feel like me. It feels like someone outside of me that I'm trying to be. Does that make sense? And then this part of your truest self or your truest alignment. And like I said, that is just because who I am now, being is who I truly believe I've always been, but it's just been hidden. This version of me has always been within me, and I'm just constantly learning and rediscovering and unlocking deeper levels of who I truly am, and knowing that the version of me that I am today, like who I am right now, is worthy. And the path that I'm on, this soul discovery path that I'm on, this personal growth, this healing journey that I'm on, it's not about becoming someone else. It's about evolving deeper into who you truly are. It's about unlocking deeper levels of your soul. And I truly believe that this life path that we've been given, this life that we've been given, is just a journey of rediscovering more about who you truly are and who you were born to be. That's lying within you right now. It's not outside of you. It's not above you. It's within you. And it's an inner commitment of discovering more of that version of you and unlocking it so that you can step deeper into your purpose, step deeper into your fulfillment, step deeper into the abundance that is available to you when you unlock this pureness of who you truly are and stand in that version of you. And I think it's hard because we have been brought up in a society that has conditioned us to be a certain way or move from a certain way or think a certain way, that has just kind of made us disconnect to ourselves, and we don't realize that coming inwards and connecting to who we truly are is what changes the whole trajectory of our lives. It changes the whole way that we move through our lives, and that's why I'm so passionate about this work and so passionate about the spaces that I hold, because I have experienced firsthand the changes and the shifts within yourself, the relationship with yourself, the opportunities you attract, the connections you attract, the freedom you attract, the fulfillment you feel within you, the peace you feel within you, like the inner contentment you feel within you when you come into yourself, when you stop looking out of yourself, when you stop thinking you need to change something about yourself or become something different to find this happiness, to find this fulfillment, to find something you feel like you're missing. But in fact, it's about coming inwards. It's about connecting with yourself. Genuinely coming inwards and connecting with who you truly are, and the pure love and the pure light and the pure knowing within you. And some ways that you can do this, something that I have actually been doing recently that has become like an exciting ritual for me. I have been going to the yoga studio that I am now hosting self-love and person self-love circles at, and every Wednesday they host a heartfulness meditation, and I went a couple of weeks ago, and I've been going ever since, and I didn't realize that the heartfulness meditation was just complete silence with yourself. And on a personal level, like, I have just always done a guided meditations. I've never sat in complete silence and silent meditation for 20 minutes, and I didn't realize how much, like, I needed it. I didn't know how much I needed it. And even though I have been on a journey the past 2 years of inner commitment and inner connection with myself through other ways, through guided meditation and through like different mindfulness techniques and practices, this heartfulness meditation that I have been going to has been shifting so much for me, because I've been something that I would have never done a couple of years ago, or even last year, or even 6 months ago, is sat in a circle with complete strangers for 20, 25 minutes in complete silence and just breathe and come into yourself. And it is like so profound. Like, I know for me personally, like, if I was to do that 2 years ago or 3 years ago, like, I couldn't even do guided meditations then. And this has been like a practice and a muscle that I have strengthened to be able to do this work with ease and with such profound shifts happening like very quickly. But the simple practice of sitting in stillness or silence with yourself. Maybe you put some instrumental music on, or maybe you just do a guided meditation. But taking 5 or 10 or however minutes for yourself once a day and coming into yourself will shift so much for you. And when I'm in that practice of silent meditation, I just like tap into my heart. I allow like any thoughts to be present, and I just breathe in and I exhale them all out and breathe in love and light into me, and just observe my thoughts, allow them to be there, and just come into myself and start really connecting with myself on a deeper level. And obviously journaling has been a powerful tool for me, and is a very, very powerful tool to just be able to come away from the external world, come away from what other people are saying to you or what other people think is right for you, and finding ways that allow you to like come into yourself and learn what you want, what you desire, what you truly feel is in alignment with who you are, and how you can start trusting yourself and feeling confident to step into these things that feel good to you, that fill you up, that may not make sense to other people, but feel right within you because you're coming into yourself and you're connecting with yourself. And it's a feeling. It's that feeling that you want to find, that even though it may not make logical sense, even though people may judge me, or even though other people aren't doing this, or other people around me aren't doing this, this feels right to me. And that is my truest self speaking to me. And the more that you can lean into that, the more that you can strengthen that knowing and that like relationship, your reality starts reflecting this inner relationship and connection that you have for yourself. Like now, I am sat in a home that is so sacred and so special to me, and allows me to step deeper into who I truly am, that I dreamed of for years and years and years. And as soon as I started tapping into myself, things started clicking into place in my physical reality. I have soul connections, I have opportunities that allow me to step deeper and evolve deeper into who I truly am, not my highest self, my truest self, to the version of me that is within me and that is naturally evolving every single day because of the alignment I'm in. To me, I just like to sum up personally why I don't like this idea of becoming your highest self, because it feels to me that we're still looking outside of ourselves to change or to become something different, or to look outside of ourselves to find the answers. And I actually wrote a caption that I'm absolutely so proud of, and I'm going to actually read it a little to you. You probably read it because I also sent it to my email list as well, but I'm going to say it out loud because I spoke it out loud to me as well, and it honestly, I could feel it, like the goosebumps throughout my body, and I'm quite proud of it. But anyway, I'm going to read it out loud to you. So take a deep breath and let these words sink into you, okay? So when was the last time you gave yourself the time, space, and stillness to listen to your heart? I am where I am within myself and my life, connected to my truth, confident in who I am, fulfilled in my work and opportunities, and committed to my desires because I allowed myself to connect with my heart and let it lead the way in my life. Your heart has the answers. But how are you meant to find them and lead by them if you don't take the time to be still and tap into yourself? Come away from the external noise around you. Come away from the opinions of others. Disconnect from the noise in your head. Tap into your body and heart center. Breathe away the blurriness and doubt. And let the power of your stillness activate your heart's innate potential and light. A powerful light that guides the way and brings forth everything you need to know to move forward in your life with love, light, and inner alignment and connection. And then I go on to share about the two events in the next 2 weeks that I will be, that will help support you in tapping into yourself and rediscovering the truth and light within you, and really encouraging you to gift yourself the time and space to come into yourself and realize you had the answers the whole time. And for me, like, that's just like a massive part of my message, is coming inwards. And maybe you look at your highest self being a part of you within you, and that's fine. But for me, like, sometimes when you think of becoming your highest self, it's like someone above you, a version of you that's better than you or above you, and putting that version of you on a pedestal and feeling as if it's out of reach, where the truth is, everything you need is within you. Your truth lies within you. Your light lies within you. Your beauty lies within you. And it's about coming into yourself and unlocking that. That's what's going to shift everything in your life. And it's what shifted everything in my life. So I encourage you, the next time you ask yourself, what would my highest self do? Just say, what would my truest self do? What would the version of me within me, who has all the answers, who knows what's right for me, who knows where I belong, who knows her worthiness, her innate worthiness, what would she do? Where would she go? What would she say? You know? And coming into yourself and cultivating a loving, healthy, empowering relationship with your inner self. Because that changes everything in your life. Changes your relationships, changes the way you see the world, changes the way you move through the world, changes your magnetism. Like, it opens up a whole new magnetic power within you. Oh, that was good. Magnetic power within you. Truest self holds the magnetic power within you. Oh my goodness. If this is resonating with you, if you connect deeper with this idea of coming into yourself and connecting with your truest self, I'd love to know. Please reach out and let me know if this was a conversation that you needed to hear right now and it's allowed you to just breathe and be like, yes, I have all the answers. And if you are looking for support to come into yourself and to find those answers and to connect with yourself, I have two events, like I mentioned earlier, I have two events in the next 2 weeks. If you're listening to this in real life, I have a free virtual workshop, Unlock Your True Alignment, which is happening on Sunday the 26th of March, 11 a.m. UK time. There will be a recording available for those that sign up, so you can come. The link is in the show notes for you to sign up, and all the details are in the show notes. You will also get a confirmation email with all next steps. So if you want to come join us there, please, I'd love to have you there. I make my virtual and in-person spaces the safest, most empowering spaces for you to come into yourselves. We will be doing an EFT tap-in as well as a meditation for unlocking your true alignment with different exercises and interactions throughout that 2 hour virtual workshop. I also have my in-person self-love circle, my April in-person self-love circle, happening on Saturday the 1st of April, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Yoga Tree in Stirling. So if you are around the Stirling area in Scotland, then I'd love for you to come join us. I will leave the link to my Instagram for you to DM me, or you can also send me an email at shinewithsophie1@gmail.com to book in. At this present moment, there is only 4 spots left, but don't hesitate to reach out and just ask. You can also go on the wait list for the self-love circle for next month. I host an in-person self-love circle the first Saturday of every month at the Yoga Tree in Stirling, Scotland. So yes, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this short, sweet burst of empowerment and value. If you did resonate with it, I would love for you to share it to your stories, tag me in it, send me a message, or even leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It means the absolute world to me. I always love to see how people resonate and what they take from what I give in the podcast. But yes, thank you for listening this far. I love you all so much, and I'll speak to you all next week.